don't you want to use, I don't want to use this phone. Yeah, well now I have to cut some of this fruit and put it in your bowl. It smells very good. Must have lots of onions in it. That's a nice piece of chicken meat. Nice chicken. Good to eat. Okay, don't you eat that for a while. Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about right now. Oh my, that's a lot of noise. Lots of cars blowing horns. Got some nice pieces of meat there. Yeah, that's right, like that. You want a fork? I'll get you a fork. You gonna use a spoon? Oh, I see. You're giving me the spoon. I want to get you a fork. All right. Grab it. Oh, there's a new fork for you. Do you like that fork? That's a funny fork. You want this fork instead? This is a little more comprehensible. Yeah, you could use that one. What do you want me to do? After pushing me into the table. What? What? You want me to put this here and just use this fork? Oh, you want me to put this in here? Like this? doesn't do too good. I guess it's to use like this. You know who it's for? It's for right-handed children. And you're not one.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll load it up again. Should I put this on it this time? Well, I see a big truck out there. I see somebody walking. It's a cloudy day. Cold, cloudy day. Pillow. Good. Very good. That's a difficult work to manage. No, it's just not for left-handed children. How very silly of the people who made it. Oops. Yep. It's an interesting fork. Well, if you want. Okay. But you see, it's got this real problem. You cut a hole in your right hand, hurt. It doesn't work. Good work. Very good. Yeah, well, in your left hand it might make a tolerable hairbrush, but not much else.
It's this.
Hmm?
It's this.
What?
It's this. It's this.
Hmm?
This.
Zipper? Zip? Is that what you wanted? Mm-hmm. Here's it then, I'll keep warm. I don't know what you want, little one. To the fork?
No.
Oops, oops, it's gonna fall off here. I'll mush it on a little. A zipper? A zipper. Looking it up. Oops. Ship it down.
Briefcase.
That's right. What a nice mind.
Down?
Okay. We have to get some rugs out in here. All right, well, if you've done eating, then I have to put away the food. Yeah, that's where tape goes.
thinner.
Possibly. But. That couldn't be that much.
Stay away from there.
Jacob, could I have the phone, please?
Yeah.
Okay, just watch it go around. I was telling Sharon that I used to be able to tell by the odor, Mike's mother was there, it smelled like Clorox, and if my mother had been there for cleaning, it smelled like ammonia. Yeah. Having a good time talking to that?
Ray.
Yeah? Alright.
Jacob. What have you been doing all day?
Well, he was playing pretty happily this morning. He seemed to be up for a nap, be ready for a nap by not much after 11, but then it took him a long time to fall asleep after all. He was very peaceful about it.
He woke up last night and felt pain, I think, from teeth. Michelle and Paul share.
That's the kind of friend that I prefer. That's a lovely monologue, Jacob. Emily looks very contented.
What?
And I meant Emily looks very contented.
Tell me.
Yeah.
That's good.
She wishes she could do some linguistics, but she seems to want to pay her to do anything.
How about the brow fit? I heard she was pretty high on her list.
No.
Brow.
She didn't get it.
Has no one gotten it?
She doesn't. She's acting as though she has not got any prospects. So if she's still officially on the list, hey Jacob, leave that alone, sweetheart. Just leave it down now. Leave it down.
Come on. Leave it down. Come here, Jacob. Let's do something
with you. Jacob, leave it down.
Come here.
Leave it down. Leave it down. You were very good about not bothering Sharon's all morning. What's the matter? Is that an excess of virtue? Jacob,
come here. Sit with your mama. Keep her warm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Down!
In.
need some tea anyway. Go sit on the chest. No, no, sit on the chest. You were heading in the right direction before.
What's Charlotte talking to?
He teaches at a business college, Babson. And is doing a PhD or has done in accounting at Harvard Business School. I'm forgetting that there are people who actually study how the world works.
Good?
Yeah.
Car?
Oh, it's your car, your truck. Oh, guys, we're gonna help us.
Hey, hey, hey. Doing these teacups jump is not necessary. What's this, Jacob?
It's a teapot. Teapot. Teapot.
Is it hot? Yeah, I'll pour you some.
Jacob often gives a rendition of his own name when he's held in front of the mirror. Did you notice that?
I wasn't sure. I haven't been holding anybody anywhere today. But you said that you got one beautiful clear one.
That was after I had said it, but then I've noticed that when he's held up there, he sometimes spontaneously says it. Also, one of his favorite words has very suddenly become light.
Hmm.
Every time I go in there in the morning, he's pointing at the light and saying it. He doesn't quite hit the L. I mean, when he pronounces it on his own, he often misses and gives some very glide-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you repeat it, then he often...
Well, that's me.
Yeah. That's my tea.
Yeah.
That's a teapot.
What?
Teapot.
Car.
Car. Yeah.
Cool.
Lots of cars. The basket. I was cold enough to wear something. I had only just put it in for a nap, so I didn't go and get my sweater.
Down.
But this is really a rather comfortable object. Where did it come from?
Comfortably?
Yeah.
That's why I bought it. I think the sleeves were unusually unbuttoned.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it in like second place, so I can remember this. It's seen its better days.
Oh, right, yeah. Now. But it's got a lightness to it that's...
It's quite nice. It's clean.
Hmm?
It's clean, I think it may improve.
It might fall apart.
Actually, I had it in San Cristobal during the summer, and I think I caught it on barbed wire, and it got really some very extensive rips. And I stepped down and repaired all of this. It was really raggedy.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like I invested several days.
Yeah, I know. So I feel about the knee patches on my kids' jeans. Yeah.
So how is Robert? Is he up and around?
He's about like I am, I guess. We both have a lot of stuffy feeling about this level heading back. And I think he's mostly been trying to sleep when things are quiet.
Would you like that spoon, that crazy spoon, Jacob, that came in the aspirin bottle?
Oh, I tried them on that funny-shaped plastic spoon and fork, admirably designed for right-handed babies.
You still think he's left-handed?
He may be ambidextrous, but he when he tries to use it, he does very frequently try and do things with his left hand. I mean, he sort of doesn't mind having you put the spoon in his right hand, but give left to himself, he'll pick it up with his left. So it's sort of a pleasant minority group, left-handers. I mean, you get a chance to grouse without really being seriously discriminated against.
Mm. Yeah, he was at the doctor's table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Table.
Why don't you tell me again how much you weigh, then I can write it down when I transcribe.
32.
Lazy.
34 inches.
Did he say whether that was... Did he give you some sort of chart with norms on it?
Mm, they've sort of stopped doing that. They keep remarking about how he apparently doesn't miss any meals. He used to be in the 99th percentile. The thing is that, I mean, 6 months ago he weighed 30 pounds, so he's not grown very much in the last 6 months, but a one-year-old baby at 30 pounds is rather enormous.
Danny was just this huge sort of pudding. And he'd sort of been very slowly growing into it. And for some reason, whether I was smart or dumb, I never worried about it. He was just eating what he wanted. I guess I must have had a lot of confidence that I wasn't making him a fat baby by pushing him to eat or any of those things, or a skinny baby either. He just sort of slowly and steadily grew into the fat, and he'll always be square.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You said he comes by that naturally.
Yes. Right. Sunday apparently was a stunning success for all concerned. I told you about the antique shopping, and I talked to my cousin who had taken him shopping, and she said he was really a delight, and that all the old ladies in the antique stores wanted to keep him. Can you imagine this solemn-eyed 8-year-old seriously considering the merits of one item of glassware over another? See the vapor rub jar, speaking of blue glass, was washed out. I stuck it in my pocket. Look.
Did you want the top?
No.
Okay, if I see a certain wetness.
Oh. Yes. I'll let you do it today. Daddy, I'll be alright. He was dry all morning long. So I assume. Yes, isn't that interesting?
I mean, the doctor just asked me yesterday if I started thinking about cryo training, and I said, well, he woke up dry from his nap. I was going to ask you if you would just keep a note on that.
Well, sure. But at any rate, of course, I figured he would flood during his nap. I'm sorry. Yeah, where's the book? What can we find? Should we find the cat? Oh, where's the cat? There's a cat. What's the cat say? Meow. 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 Yeah, they're the ducks. They go quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Did he say quack or? I think that was his rendition of quack.
I think so. Now, those are the turkeys. They don't go quack, quack. They supposedly go gobble, gobble.
They're so old.
And they're the pigs, they go oink.
Yeah.
Oink, oink. They're the rabbits, they're quiet. No. Meow goes on this page. Meow. There's a cat's tongue. There's a cat's tongue. Where's your tongue? Jacob, where's your tongue? Did I get a tongue today?
The nurse said they asked Jacob where his belly button was. He declined. To show her.
Those are the roosters. Chickens. Yeah, that's the donkey. He goes, hee-haw, hee-haw. That's what I'm really doing it with soul. Hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw, very good.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw, that's right. Yeah. Those are the horses. They go, hee-hee, hee-hee, hee-hee. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of hard to do. We'll get you out to that farm sometime soon. Tell me about your schedule. You're leaving. Hee haw.
For this visit to New York?
Yeah, you're leaving Friday and then you're back.
I imagine I'll be back either Monday sometime in the afternoon or Tuesday morning.
So I'll see you again on Wednesday.
Yeah. It's possible that I'll come back Sunday.
If you come back Sunday.
I'll let you know.
I do have a little deficit to make up. Oh, enjoy your vacation.
A small fire downstairs.
Oh.
Over the weekend. I was getting ready to make Jacob some food, and I noticed smoke pouring out of the kitchen window downstairs. And
oh, yeah.
Knocked on the door and rang the doorbell and there was no home. So we called the fire department. They all took the ladders immediately converged on the place. George called and said there was a small kitchen fire down the street. 12 of the ladders converged, firemen running in with hoses. They had to break the door down. The guy had left some eggs on the stove and got out for a couple of hours. I don't know what they did. They put the eggs out. They were very nice. They put the apartment, put the door back together again. Everything sweeped up a little bit.
Oh, that's something, anyhow.
Like when the guys came home and lived downstairs, they immediately thought someone had broken in.
Sure. Yes and no.
I said, yeah, the fireman. You had a fire in your kitchen. The guy said, I just left some eggs on the stove.
So we would advise not to do that again.
That must happen fairly frequently because last year people who lived downstairs on the other side had a kitchen fire. Someone left something in the oven.
Well, it is easy to walk out and leave a stove on. It's easier when you've got an electric stove. Or stove.
Because you're less conscious of the fact that the flames
are. Yeah. I've done it. I've left burners on.
I've left burners on, but never food on the burner. The pans I've left on. Unfortunately, they've all been pans which don't have plastic handles. Did you drive
him
today?
No, I took the T.
How did you get together with Sharon?
Met her downstairs.
You just were waiting?
Yeah, she agreed to meet at 9:30. Both got there just about the same time. Oh my, it is so nice not to worry about money. That is such a, it's such
so,
a pleasure.
To qualify, do you have to have the Mr. thesis by when?
Well, really, I could have it postponed all the way until almost a year from now, which I have no intention of letting go. I have no intention of letting go to the park. Well, if I do get a pre-doc, actually I can. I've forgotten how far I can postpone it. But anyway, I told him I'd take it in January. Mm-hmm. It's 9 months.
What you got, Jacob?
Oh, you got a mattress. You got a little mattress. Is that your sleep one?
He discovered that he could carry this around. Why don't you go to sleep on the mattress, Jacob?
Nope, he's going for a march. He's been asleep. Jacob's marching. Jacob will be very nice for somebody to do baby syntax on him, because I think. Because his. Some of the things that. If he keeps up his habit of telling you so much by gesture as opposed to words, if the words don't completely swamp the gestures later on, a lot of potential ambiguities will have to be resolved. It might be much easier to tell what he's saying when he's only using two words than some other kids.
Mm-hmm.
He may also suddenly progress very rapidly because there are at least two, probably more.
Yeah, there's a light on the roof. I see one.
There's conceptual and linguistic sort of lids on where on what you can do at any one time, and he's already developed a lot of the conceptual stuff. So I'm looking forward to when to see what the start of syntax is going to be like. I ought to try and sell somebody on getting work on syntax when it erupts, because it could be fairly rapid. For example,
whoops.
Oh, that came out. It all came out. Lois Bloom hypothesizes that kids who are just saying one word for a while and then start to string words together in sequences show an earlier pattern in which the items in the sequence are sort of successive aspects of an ongoing situation that they turn their attention to, and that it's the external sequence of events that structures it, and that later the kid will have a much clearer picture of what is going to happen in his mind, and he can talk about some of the things that aren't happening now. He's much more in control of it, not so much led by it, and you get the order not related at all. It's still presyntactic. It's still one word at a time. Yeah. But given that Jacob can start in there to take you in for a cracker, he can even say cracker while he's in there and get you in here. Did I say a magic word? No, you're not listening. one would be very upset to find that kind of constraint lasting for very long, unless, and if you did find it, then you'd have to say, all right, there's something about getting speech out that is a kind of effort. There's a piece of explanation that hasn't been left, that has not been given by Bloom. If he's still is subject to a sequence of external events constraint, then there'll be some other interfering factor. There'll be something about the job itself of talking, putting one more than one word at a time, that inhibits him. So, either way, one has grounds to argue that something interesting should show up when this one starts to string words together. Maybe she just feels a lack of encouragement.
It's possible she has a self-image is not what it should be.
Yeah, and she knows the department as a whole has no particular interest in acquisition of syntax.
That's true. Things the department has interest in syntax. Yeah. And if someone had something interesting to say about the acquisition, I'm sure people would be happy to listen.
Well,
Jacob, please do not do that. No. Jacob, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's very tempting, I know, but... No, 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 no. No. Jacob.
Sheets of clear plastic, maybe, taped up on the walls? Tempting spot?
Maybe. No. No.
My mother had clear plastic all over the areas I could touch anyway. She was like a housekeeper.
I actually washed some of these walls.
I thought I noticed something.
Oh, come sit with me.
But I wasn't sure it would be a compliment to mention it.
I'm totally insensitive. I asked George if he would consider painting the house.
Yeah, why?
And I said because the walls were filthy. He said, no, paint dirty walls, wash them. So I decided to see if that was in fact true.
Well, up to a point, and then after a while, you can't get it off. What the windowsills need is clearly a scrape and paint.
The guy who does the painting around here doesn't scrape. He just splashes the paint over the top of it.
Well, that's a very effective way to paint. I mean, you cover things up very quickly.
Actually, some of the cleaning that you observe would be my work. Over the weekend, I reached one of those plateaus where I couldn't stand it. The parents of one of our students are going to stay here over the weekend while we're away.
Mm.
I can't quite decide how much cleaning I should do.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't done, when I got sick, it was about time to clean the house, and I'd been putting it off so that I would do it the day just before the party, and not have to do a secondary job, right? So then I got sick, and so there's this full 2 weeks accumulation, And so I sort of managed to get some vacuuming done before Emily walked in yesterday, but it wasn't easy. It was so terrible. Because we have hot air heating. We've got quite a blanket of dust in 2 weeks. It's very impressive. Yeah. Nah. You look like you're full of mischief. You look like you want to make waves. You want to make waves. I should get up and pack up now if I'm going to make the 2:30 bus. Yeah. Well, your mama can do that to you. Come. Anyway, you got something to do.